This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today affirmed that no world leader asked India to stop the Operation Sindoor. The Prime Minister stated this in Lok Sabha while responding to the special discussion on Operation Sindoor, India's strong, successful and decisive response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Mr. Modi's remarks came amid the opposition's accusation of agreeing to ceasefire with Pakistan under the pressure of the United States of America. He said it was the Pakistani side who urged India to stop Operation Sindoor, pleading that they cannot suffer any longer.
दुनिया के किसी भी नेता ने भारत के ऑपरेशन रोकने के लिए नहीं कहा। अमेरिका के उपराष्ट्रपति जी ने मुझे फोन पे बताया कि पाकिस्तान बहुत बड़ा हमला करने वाला है। मेरा जवाब था, अगर पाकिस्तान का ये इरादा है, तो उसे बहुत महंगा पड़ेगा। ये मैंने अमेरिका के उपराष्ट्रपति को कहा। अगर पाकिस्तान हमला करेगा, तो हम बड़ा हमला कर करके जवाब देंगे।
The Prime Minister said, during the operation which was launched on 7th of May, India gave a befitting reply to Pakistan after the Pahalgam terror attack, with the Indian armed forces taking the revenge in just 22 minutes. He stressed that India showed to the world that it will not bow down to nuclear blackmail of Pakistan. Prime Minister Modi said the world witnessed the strength of self-reliant India during the Operation Sindoor, in which Make in India weapons played decisive role in its military action.
Operation Sindoor ke darmiyan pehli baar hua jab aatmanirbhar Bharat ki taakat ko duniya ne pehchana. Made in India drone, Made in India missile ne Pakistan ke hathiyaron ki pol khol karke rakh di.
Earlier in the day, participating in the discussion, Home Minister Amit Shah said, three terrorists involved in the Pahalgam attack have been eliminated by the security forces in a joint operation by the Army, CRPF and Jammu and Kashmir Police under Operation Mahadev yesterday. He said three rifles were seized from the terrorists which were used in the Pahalgam attack. On the other hand, taking part in the discussion, leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi attacked Pakistan, saying that a heartless attack was organized and orchestrated by Pakistan. He said during Operation Sindoor, the opposition stood like a rock with the government. Several other members of different parties also took part in the discussion. After the Prime Minister's reply, Lok Sabha House was adjourned to meet again tomorrow at 11 a.m. The Rajya Sabha is also holding a discussion on Operation Sindoor. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, Operation Sindoor's role is highly important in shaping the country's future. The Defence Minister reiterated that if Pakistan will dare any misadventure in the future, the country will not hesitate to resume Operation Sindoor. Participating in the discussion, leader of opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, questioned the government for the announcement of ceasefire during the Operation Sindoor. Several other members, including Sanjay Singh of AAP, Subhashish Khuntia of BJD, Dr. M. Thambidurai of AIADMK, Sagrika Ghosh of TMC, Tiruchi Siva of DMK, Sanjay Jha of JDU and Harshvardhan Shringla participated in the discussion. The discussion is underway. The 27-hour and 30-minute countdown for the launch of first Indo-US joint Earth observation satellite NASA-ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar, that is NISAR mission, began this afternoon at 14:10 hours Indian Standard Time. ISRO's geosynchronous satellite launch vehicle F-16 will carry NISAR to a sun-synchronous polar orbit at 5:40 p.m. tomorrow from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. India Meteorological Department has issued red alert over West Madhya Pradesh and East Rajasthan for extremely heavy rainfall tonight. Heavy rainfall will likely occur over Jharkhand, West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar and Chhattisgarh till tomorrow. Meanwhile, similar weather conditions will continue over Delhi NCR tomorrow. In badminton, Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have progressed to the men's doubles second round of Macau Open 2025 with a straight games victory over Malaysia's Lo Hang Yi and Ang Ong Chung. The Indian duo defeated the Malaysian pair 21-13, 21-15 in just 36 minutes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.